sell it. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Give thanks with a lovely heart, is it? With a graceful heart. Hallelujah. I wouldn't want you to spoil the day. Amen. But with that one has already ushered us into God's presence. Amen. Because God wants to give us, He has already given us a gift. All that He just wants us to do is to understand the gift He has given us. Isn't it?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why did Jesus Christ come? Why did Jesus Christ come? To give us. Thank you. Amen. He came to give us life, and life more abundantly. Amen. And what is that life? What is that life? What is true life? What is life? Jesus Christ defined it. He said true life is what? Knowing the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has come to give us life. The Bible does not say that He will give us life. Did He say He will give us life? No. It's something of what? Of the present, of the now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that His appearing has come what? He has done what? By His appearing, He has destroyed the works of what? Of darkness. Amen?
Amen.
How is the work of darkness destroyed? What is darkness? His presence, His appearing is light. He comes to give us understanding. Amen?
Amen.
And that understanding is what does what? Sets us free. You shall know the truth. And the truth will what? Will set you free. Amen?
Amen.
In other words, we've lived in the lie. We've lived, you know, without the knowledge of the truth. That is why we've descended into the lower parts of the earth called hell. Amen?
Amen.
That is why people are troubled on all sides. In tribulation on all sides. Amen?
Amen.
In bitterness. In turmoil, day and night. Why? Because we descended from where? Hallelujah. From God's realm of elevation into the lower parts of the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. And His appearing has come to do what? To bring us back into the awareness of the truth. Amen. John, in the book of John, John wrote something. He says that what? He has come to teach us Him that is true. And that we are in Him that is true. Who is the only God and eternal life. Amen. John just summarized the whole scripture there. That He has come to reveal to us our true identities, which is rooted in Christ, which we have lost a knowledge of to the darkness of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. What's your name, my brother?
Martins.
Your name is what?
Martins.
Martins. Martins. What's your name? Huh? Rolly. Amen. Now, when you go to a picture, you go to, you know, a mirror, and you look at your image. Amen. You say that is Rolly. And that is what? Martins. Amen. Who told you? Who told you? The truth about it is that is not you. The truth about it is that is not Roland. The truth about it is that this is not me. Amen? Because I am not known of God according to the flesh. Hallelujah. Listen carefully. What Adam sinned in the garden. You see, sin is not taking beer or smoking dope or whatever. I'm going to explain that thing properly today. When Adam took that thing in the garden, what happened actually? It was a kind of knowledge that causes man to conform himself to the flesh. Because now Adam said, I am naked. Adam from that moment identified himself with the flesh. When Adam was prospering, Adam was not conscious of his body. He was not conscious of his carnal, outward flesh, the flesh person, the outward person. He was walking in the spirit, hallelujah, according to the spirit. But the serpent from the lower realms drew him out. And he now became aware. He was, that's what they call what? Self-awareness, self-consciousness. I am. Now me. You don't know me. Amen? Amen. That was the beginning of the problem of mankind. Just think of it. Look around the whole of humanity today. Look at the problems today. Amen? Just look at it. The hatred and the enmity, the selfishness and the wickedness. You have food and money in abundance in some people's hand, you don't have in another person's hand. Why? Because people are holding on to their identity, to an identity that is outside of God. Amen? God did not create us flesh and blood. We're going to come to that now. Hallelujah. Just look at the family structure. Husband and wife fight. They get into brows, blow each other and, you know, abuse each other in the, you know, daytime, in the at night. And when they go out and somebody touches the husband outside, you see two of them put up a united front. Amen? In Nigeria, that's our country, for instance. You see a tribe against a tribe against... When there's a football match that involves everybody in the nation, you see the whole country will become one. Why? Because everybody's identified with his... That is the cause of the problems today in this world. Amen? That is the cause of what? Of lawlessness. Amen? That's why the Bible, as Jesus Christ says, you must be what? Born again. Flesh and blood cannot what? Hallelujah. To get back to that place, because Adam was in the kingdom of God. Adam was in the heart of God, the kingdom of God, for God's sake. It's not a geographical location. It's a state of being. Amen? It's a realm of elevation. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Paul says that it's a kingdom of God, it's in joy and in gladness. We have come to where? To Mount Zion. It's a spiritual realization that we attend to as Christians. Hallelujah. So that when we walk upon the earth, you are what? The city of what? Of the living God. Who is the city of the living God? We are the city of the living God. God dwells in us. Hallelujah. The angels hover around us. Hallelujah. The whole world is supposed to see the blessings of God in us. Hallelujah. So it's important we understand who we really are as Christians. Amen. Understand the nowness of the promises of God. Hallelujah. He has come to reveal him that is true. He has come to reveal a man in you that has been hidden in our descent. A man in you that is perfect. A man in you that is not male or female. A man that in you that is not poor or rich. A man that is. A man that is created in the image and in the likeness of God. That man is inside of each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And that is what the faith is all about as Christians. The faith as Christians is to discover that man. Is to search out this mystery. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry is to search out this man inside of you. This man that is what created in the image and in the likeness of God. Jesus Christ called it what? The pearl of what? Great price. He talked about the treasure that was hidden under the ground, that a man found this treasure. And for the joy of finding this treasure, what did he do? He sold all that he had to possess that treasure. Where is that ground? This is the ground. Amen? Hallelujah. This is the ground. Hallelujah. And inside of you, there's somebody, a seed. Amen? Amen. Created perfect in the image and the likeness of God. A seed that has everything under his power and under his dominion. Hallelujah. But we have to now become awakened. Amen? That's why the gospel has come to teach us. Amen? And it teaches us things that are spiritual. Turn to the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Are we there? 1 Corinthians is in the New Testament. Amen?
Amen.
It's not after Revelation, it's before the book of Revelation. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Can somebody read from... I'm just hold on, let me get there. You know me, I'm not too fast in getting to these places, but... We'll get there. First Revelation chapter 2. Okay, are we there? From verse 6, it says, moreover, we speak what? We speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age. Amen? Nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our what? For our glory. Which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. As it is written, eyes have not seen, neither ears heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man. The things which God has prepared for them that what?
Love
that love him. But God has what? He has revealed these things to us. Through what? His Spirit. For the Spirit of God searches all things, even the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God which is in God. Hallelujah. Brethren, the Spirit of God is given to us to do what? So that we can become aware of all the things that God has given to us for our disposal. For our, you know, Paul in a letter to Timothy says that God has richly blessed us with every spiritual what?
Blessing.
In a letter to the Ephesians, God has blessed us with what? Spiritual blessings in what? In heavenly places. You remember what he says? He says every, did he say some? He says every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Now if you go to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, what did God do to, when God created man? How did God create him? The Bible says that God gave him dominion over what? Everything. And God gave man what? Everything for his enjoyment. Everything for food and everything for his nutrition and for his enjoyment. Amen. Those are spiritual blessings. Those things are not natural things you see there. Hallelujah. God has given us his Spirit to understand these things that are freely given to us. Amen. That man was created what? In the image and in the likeness of God. Which is all that the gospel is all about. It's about our now conforming back to that image which is of God. Amen?
Amen?
Because before now, the teachings of religion, the teachings that we had from our families, morality and all those kind of things, are teachings that actually conform a man to the outer body, a man to the realm of appearances, to justify men before men and before the systems of men. Amen? But the real spiritual truth about access to the Father, this thing comes only by revelation. Amen? It only comes by, as the Lord ministers these things to you. This thing does not come by religion. It doesn't come by crowds. Amen? And the Bible says what? That each and every one of his people shall be taught of what? Of the Lord. They don't go to Bible school. Amen? Hallelujah. They do not go to Bible school and come out with titles of pastors. Amen? They are taught of God. Amen? It's God that teaches them. It's the Spirit of God that does what? That teaches. Amen. Hallelujah. This was the problem Jesus Christ had in the days of old. He went to places to preach. And who were the people that opposed him? It was the elders of religion. People people who had held on to the traditions of men and to the teachings of men. And this man came out to the teachings of God and they dishonored him. Hallelujah. You know, I was at a meeting, my brother, we were there at a meeting some weeks ago, and we ministered somewhere, and the minister came out and told the public that he has met ministers all over the world, and he says that these people, they don't know half of these things. Amen. These things are not for pride. It is for your awareness. Amen. The message of the kingdom does not gather people to men. It does not gather people to systems. It gathers people to God. Amen. Jesus Christ never came to gather. He didn't come to gather people to himself. Did you hear of that kind of thing? Did Jesus Christ gather people to himself as a man, as in his humanity? When he healed people, what did he tell them? Say, go and tell people what God has done for you. He didn't gather people onto his humanity. He gathered people where? He connected people where? To the Father, to God. Amen? And that is what the ministry, we all of us are supposed to grow into the statue of what? The fullness of who? Of God. Of Christ, which is what? In the image of God. Nobody comes to the Father except through the... It does not mean that the Son will hold you in your hand and take you through one gate in heaven. No. It means that you can only get to that place of pleasing the Father, of knowing the Father, as you are conformed into the image of the Christ. Amen? That's what he's saying. And that is what they call eternal life. Because when you find yourself in God, in this union, in this spiritual union, what happens? The Bible says that what all things are possible. Amen? It says that in that day you pray for what? And everything comes to? Why? Because you are in one with the Father. Hallelujah. It says that the Father loves you also because you have what? You have loved me. Because you are in Christ. Amen. You are Christ. Amen. You are the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything that Jesus Christ was, you were. You are right now. Isn't that the message? As he was, so are we. He was the light of the world. We are what? The light of the world. Amen. He was the what? The bread of life. We are what? Hallelujah. Amen. We are the representatives of God on earth. Amen. We are the ones to fill in that gap between God and humanity. We are the ones to walk in that realm and display the mystery of godliness to the whole of humanity. Brethren, if the Christ appears, he appears through who? He appears through the body. Amen. He manifests himself through who? Through the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So let us understand what the message is saying. Let us understand what the gospel is saying. Quickly turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Are we there? Romans chapter 1 verse 19. I want to explain some of the reasons why we find ourselves in the situation we find ourselves today as human beings. Amen? How many of us agree that nobody is good in his humanity? In his humanity, nobody is good, but in Christ, we are what? We are perfect. We are the glory of God. Amen? But in our humanity, we are wicked. Even Jesus Christ told them that no man is good. That Jesus, in his humanity, he said that he's not a good man. Amen? But in Christ, in his true identity, you are what? Hallelujah. Just imagine, if you didn't have these flesh bodies, would you be jealous? If you didn't have the flesh body, would you be getting angry? Would you look down on your neighbors? Would you be selfish? Would you steal government money? Would you want to have 20 houses when somebody doesn't have another? It's because of the flesh. This is the problem. We have married ourselves to the flesh. We've married ourselves to this carnal identity. We've married ourselves to mortality, to flesh and blood. We've married ourselves to dust. Amen? So the Bible has come now to transform us Amen. To regenerate us back into that innocent, immaculate seed that was generated in the beginning. Which is the Christ in you, what? The hope of
glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let us see how we get ourselves into trouble. Some of us have so many problems now that, you know. And I want to let us understand how this thing happens to us in our lives. Because the temptation that happened in the Garden of Eden is not a temptation that happened just one time. Whether you know it or not, you yourself have your environment. These temptations are going on day and night. And some people are continuously being deceived by that serpent, by that whisper. And some people are conforming themselves more and more daily to the flesh. While others are getting the revelation and now reversing the trend and returning back to God. Amen? But the more we go away from God, the more we are going to see what they call chukuchuku. You know the meaning of chukuchuku? Thorns and thistles. Amen? The more we go away from God, that's the more we are going to what? The more we are going to feel the absence of God, you know? The more we are going to feel that, you know, loneliness. The more we are going to feel the need to struggle. Amen? The more we have to feel the need to get more money to cover ourselves, to cover our nakedness. Amen? And the more you go away from God, amen? The more money you get, the more you think you will need more money to protect yourself, amen? For your comfort. You want to always get money and you want always want to gather and gather for yourself. Thinking that you can get salvation and life in those things. But I tell you, you can never get life in those things, amen? It's just like the rich man who built many, many barns and gathered into those barns, amen? And he now said, let me rest, I enter by rest. But the Bible says, fool. That same night, what? Prophetically, that thing happens because when you think you can gather riches at the expense of knowledge of God, you find yourself in the night, amen? And death will creep in on you. Amen? That's why the worms will sweep, you know, will feed on your flesh, you know, sweetly. Amen? And things will begin to go wrong with you, you know, all kind of things. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So all that our struggle for survival and all that is only simply because man sees himself as far away from God. He doesn't feel the presence of God. Amen?
Amen?
But the moment you know you and your Father day, the moment you see the face of the Father, the moment you see the face of God, that is eternal life. You cannot fear again. Amen? You cannot fear for tomorrow.
Yes.
God is by my side.
Yes.
Why should I begin to calculate how I will scheme out my brother? God is by my side. How should I begin to get jealous? God is by my side. How can I begin to get angry anymore? Amen? Why we get angry? Why we exhibit all these traits, these atones and thistles, is simply because we've not come to the awareness of the presence of God. Amen? The Bible says in his presence is what? In the fullness of gladness, joy, gladness, peace. Amen? Does gladness and peace know wickedness?
No.
No. Hallelujah. Amen? And that is the place we seek. Amen? So let us see how we get out, how we are getting problems, why we have problems today in the world. From verse 19, Romans chapter 1 verse 19, it says, let me start from verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not want to glorify him as God. Neither were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Listen to this particular verse 23. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. Let's stop there. Amen? Then if you go down there, it now talks about, because they've done all this, God has given them to the what? A reprobate mind. Amen? And they go on backbiting, wickedness, and they carry on and on and on and on. And they go into sorrows and death. Why? What is this seed? What is this incorruptible image of God? Where is it that that we have changed around to the image of mortal, corruptible man. Who is that person? He's talking of us. Amen? The problem is that we have what? We have forgotten that we are what? That the treasure. You know the way God sees us? We are what? The representatives of what? We are the glory of God. Amen? But we turn it around for what? And now put on what? Identify ourselves to what? To flesh and blood. Amen? Hallelujah. To corruptible flesh and blood. Hallelujah. We now identify ourselves as dust. Amen? Only to do what? To gain this world. Isn't that what Adam did? Eh? Adam, what happened to Adam? That temptation in the garden. Adam lost that self-knowledge for that man of the... That's why the Bible says, "Dying you shall die, to dust you shall return." It doesn't mean that dust outside there. No. He's talking of your dust. That's the flesh and blood consciousness. Adam was cast out from that consciousness of immortality. Adam was in that place of God's glory. Amen. He was. There was nothing like death there. No such thing as death. Amen. Adam was in the place of the garden of, you know what I mean, of garden of Eden? The garden of what? Of pleasure. The garden of enjoyment. He was there in that place, and there was nothing like death. It was the moment Adam now identified himself with his flesh, or rather started to sow to the flesh, in order what, to gain this world. Amen?
Amen.
Thinking he was wise. You know the wisdom of this world is what? You go to your schools, what they teach you in your schools, from when you were in primary school, what your parents taught you. Isn't it to glorify yourself? Brother, let's tell the truth. What your parents taught you and what we are taught in school, isn't it to gain this world?
Yes.
Isn't it to, that the more you bless yourself, the wiser you are? Isn't it?
Yes.
Did they ever teach you of that the other guy next to you is that you are one? That you have the same seed? That you are one body? That you have one father in heaven? Did they ever tell you that? No! But I tell you, that is the only thing that you ever need to know. Amen? Is that we have the same father and of the same seed. Amen? We have one body. Hallelujah! Which is the body of Christ, which is an eternal body. Amen? That the body of Christ is not the flesh and blood body of Jesus. Eh? People are mistaking that. People think that Jesus Christ, you know, they hold him one day, you know, and hold him and love him, and, you know, and, what people don't realize that body that Jesus wore in this, you know, on this earth during that day of the ministry is not Christ. That body was used by what? Christ is what? It's invisible, incorruptible. Amen? That's a spiritual body. Hallelujah. The earlier we understand this is the better. Amen? Because we deny ourselves the riches of God's glory, we deny ourselves the things that have been freely given to us when we don't take a hold of this truth. Amen? The truth about it is that God is calling us to be conformed to that image of Christ. God is calling us to recognize who we are. Amen? He's not calling us to religion. Amen? He's not calling you to cry and hold and no. Amen? He's calling you now. It's nowness to stand in your place. Where I am, there you will. Where I am is where you are. It's where he is. There my servants will be where? Also. Amen? That is a realm of elevation. Amen? So as we are walking upon this earth, we can be walking in the heavens. Amen? As we are walking on this earth, even though we have physical flesh bodies here, we are walking another walk. Amen. What people are seeing is the heavenly Jerusalem being revealed before the face of men to see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the intention of God. That people may see this thing in you and what? Be saved. We're not preaching as though we have arrived. But we're preaching and we're saying that this is the goal and this is what should be the goal for every child of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This is the hope of our calling, brethren. To be conformed back to that image of innocence, of blamelessness, hallelujah, of immortality, of life. Doesn't the Bible say that his appearance, he has brought forth what? Immortality and and light through the gospel. It's something that has been hidden. But his appearance, he comes by to reveal this thing to us. Amen. It's a place that we come to and where we can abide in, where the powers of death can no more touch you. Fear can no more touch you. Hallelujah. Look, Jesus Christ demonstrated when he stood upon the water, he didn't do that to just to show off. This is a prophetic. The sea is talk of what? Of the nations. Amen. And it talks of the torments. You know the problems in this world? The problem, you just put up, open your news, you know, the television, amen, and just look at this. Oh, news is problem, eh? Amen. Anywhere, just problem, amen. Hey, what happened? Always problems. Problem. In fact, when I went to London the other day, you know, and I met brethren who, brethren of long ago, you know, I don't know where they start now, anyhow. But, and I observed that, you know, this one said this one did this. And I was wondering that. So you can see it's all over the world. You see, but Jesus Christ walked where? He walked over the waters. Amen. It's a secret realm. Amen. It's a realm that we all are called to walk upon. Amen. Whereby we walk upon the problems of humanity. Amen. And nothing can take away your joy from. Isn't that what the Bible says? Jesus says, he's saying that there's nothing will what? Take away your joy from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because you've come to the place where you what? You know who you are. I tell you, the thing that causes people to fear and to live in doubt is because what? That's darkness. That's what they call ignorance. Fear. Fear. Isn't it fear? Isn't humanity driven by fear? Fear of tomorrow. Fear of what will happen to my children. Fear of what, you know? That is humanity. But when you've entered, when we ascend back into the place of God, back into the Godhead with Christ, in Christ, what happens? We are above all these things. This is what God wants to show off. Amen. This is what God wants to show off to what? To the world. The Bible says what? In the last days, what? We are going to be like what? Precious jewels in the hands of the Lord. You know jewels? You know how a rich woman or a rich man, like in Africa, where they're very, you know. You know, they put these things on their body, jewels and all that kind of thing, and they come out and show off these things. That's how the Lord will be upon the Lord. The Lord wants to show us that way to the world. Hallelujah. This is the intention of God. So let us understand that we are called to be conformed, to be transformed, to be, you know, to be exactly like He is. This is the goal of our calling as Christians. But this thing comes by fellowshipping in the world. I've already shared it in 1 Corinthians that His Spirit is here to teach us and give us understanding. The Spirit of God is not here to carry us through the procedures of religion. Amen? Do this or do that or this is how they do it. And all that is what is jargon. The only thing that you have to do is what? Is to come to the awareness of what? Of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? That is all the Father desires. Amen? Not to do it this way or do it that way. Or all that is of the earth. Amen? Hallelujah. All we just have to do is to hold on to the truth. Hold on to Him that is true. Hold on to that man that is within us, which is the Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we speak by revelation. Amen? Because these things are hidden. The ordinary wisdom of man cannot understand these things. Amen? The ordinary wisdom of man cannot understand this mystery. An ordinary man cannot hear this thing and understand it. It's only those who are what? Who are called of God. That's why the Bible says what? Mind how you what? Isn't it? To him that hears, what are you hearing? You are hearing what the Spirit is saying. Amen? To him that hears, more will be given, more awareness, more light, more illumination. Amen? So you begin to sour. Hallelujah. Amen? Your money cannot give you that kind of security. Salvation. Amen? Your promotion in the office, amen? Whether you work in a bank or you work in whatever, all those things cannot give you what? Life. It cannot give you peace. Amen? I've seen people who got billions. We know them. Who gathered billions. But it's a small sickness that could kill a goat or, you know, could kill an animal outside that will get them. Amen? And you see, you discover at the end of the day, they are powerless. Amen? They are weak. They are just dust. Amen? Hallelujah. So this is an opportunity now to arise and take up the rod of authority. Amen. as the sons of God. So this is the message we preach. We preach, you know, why do we preach it? We preach by revelation. We preach what the Lord has revealed to us. Amen. We don't preach what we learned from Bible school teachers. Amen. It's what the Lord ministered to us. And every one of us, every child of God has the opportunity to do what? To hear from
God.
Amen. If you can just be still, amen, and listen to the voice of God, you will discover that what I'm saying is not a lie. Amen. Amen. Where you will know the damage, where you will know the lies, anything that draws you to yourself, self-knowledge, to a system, or to man, that you know is of a lie. Of course, you have the two people. You remember the Egyptians, when Moses, God sent Moses, who represented the seed of Christ, to liberate the children of Israel, weren't there other magicians? When Moses stood there and did his magic, they were also the magicians. They preached the same way. They preached like Moses. In fact, they were even more, you know, more convincing than Moses. Amen. They did everything that Moses did, but the difference is that Moses was trying to what? To liberate them. To go to what? To the peaks of Mount Zion. That is to praise the Lord into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. But what? But the Egyptians were what? It's how to collect your tithes. Amen. It's how to collect your tithes and how to, you know, increase the numbers, to increase their name and their ministry name. Amen. Hallelujah. But I tell you, all those things will fall in these last days. Amen. Mark my word by the word of prophecy I speak today. Amen. Those towers, hallelujah, that men construct, that try to reach up to the Lord, hallelujah, by their accord and by their names, they shall come to naught in these last days. Hallelujah. The Lord will strike them with the spirit of confusion. Amen. In fact, it's already happening. Because the more they come together, the more they scatter. Amen. They will never ever find that place. Hallelujah. As far as they do it by their own what? By their own wisdom. And the wisdom of man. Hallelujah. Isn't that what they did in Babylon? They gathered what? Bricks. And said, let us build a tower to reach up to God. Amen. Amen. There's always a counterfeit. Hallelujah. But there's already a tower. And all that we need to do is to do what? Is to enter into that tower. It's already there. Amen. It's already there in the spirit. You don't have to build any tower. Hallelujah. All you just have to do individually is to what? Enter into, hallelujah, enter into that place which God is calling us in these last days. Amen. But then, there's an urgency for this message in these last days now, because the Lord is about to do some one or two things. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something that's about to happen. Amen. And we are seeing these things coming. Hallelujah. So let us take on to this message of life in these last days and see what the Lord is doing. Hasn't he promised us peace? All power in heaven and earth. Amen. The riches of the Gentiles and everything that we can ever imagine at our disposal. Hallelujah. So let us thank God. As we go into Christmas, you know, let's not jollof too much, but be a bit fixed on the things of the Spirit. Amen. God bless you. How, why?